Welcome to another episode of A Lifetime of Hallmark. I am Les Kirkendall. Hello, Jason Bowers.
Hello, Les Kirkendall.
And hello, Kirk Fitzpatrick.
Hello, Les Kirkendall and Jason Bowers.
And we actually have guests today. And we've actually interviewed them before. So this is their second visit back to us. So you guys are basically friends of the show now. Barbara Bronner and James Ivor Mattson. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, nice to talk to you again.
Now, I'm going to give a little background for people who, are new listeners. James Ivor Mattson and Barbara Bronner, you guys both have been working together for a while. You wrote one of my favorite movies, Deliver Us from Eva. And also, I've got to congratulate you because Marrying Mr. Darcy was the highest rated June weddings movie in the history of the Hallmark Channel.
Yay!
Wow.
Gouge him for more money.
That's fantastic. Were you guys aware of that?
We were. Our agent were. Okay. Was very happy.
Yeah. That's great.
So congrats on that. And the reason why you two are back is because we're going to chat about your new movie, The Northern Lights of Christmas, which premiered on December 15th on Hallmark's Mystery Channel. My first question to you is, we've actually, we watched the movies on the basic Hallmark Channel, and we've watched a few movies on the Mystery Channel. Is there a difference between what you would present to the regular network and what you present to the Mystery Channel?
Yes. In the Hallmark biz, it's HMM is what we're on, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. And they see those movies as being slightly more serious and slightly more heartwarming, sort of. So when we were pitching them ideas for our movie, they were loving everything we're saying, and then we were saying, and then there's going to be a race of sleds, and they kind of went, ooh, no, that's Hallmark Channel. That's too light romantic comedy. And you're on HMM. And it was like, oh, okay, sorry. So there are differences.
Yeah, I remember the Hallmark executive liked everything we were saying, but we pitched something silly, and she said yes, and it had three syllables in the yes. And we knew it was not right.
Which we know meant no.
But they liked everything else we pitched, yeah. So that was good.
Is there something that you pitched in the past that you were surprised that they were receptive to it?
This was based on a book by Terry Wilson called Slave Oak Two Parts. And there had been a couple of other writers that tried drafts. And so the producer came to us and said, read it and come up, see what your take is on it. So we met with our producer and Hallmark, and we had a list of things we wanted to add to it. So most of the things we wanted to add, they liked and said, yeah, go do that.
How do you work as a writing team? Like, how does that work exactly?
We're unlike a lot of writing teams, you know, they separate and they one person does one scene or the first act. Barbara comes over to my place every morning, 5 days a week, and we sit here with the two cats, and I type, and we have two screens. I'll actually show you two screens, which are a little hard to see.
Wow, okay.
Your listeners can't see them at all.
It looks like a computer screen. I get bored
if I'm not typing. Every word we talk out loud.
That was a breakthrough in our writing together. Was he would write in the morning and I would write in the afternoon, and I would be going, oh gosh, I hate doing the typing and the writing, and I finally said that to him, and he said, really? Because I hate just sitting here. So Jim is the designated typist now.
Yeah. Now, I got to tell you guys, I watched the movie, and you have done a first that I've never seen in my history of watching Hallmark movies.
What?
In your movie, the protagonist, Zoe, she has two parents, and both of her parents are alive.
Oh, yeah, that's very rare.
Yay. <Yeah. laughs> You're right. They're alive and healthy and, yeah.
And living with them.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well,
I'm glad to be part of a first.
Question. How did you find, you said this project is based on a book. Did you read the book and say, hey, this would be a great movie? Or how did you find the project? How did you find a book-time project?
It's the same producer, a wonderful producer named Sadell Albert, who had produced Marrying Mr. Darcy, which aired in June. And she liked us, luckily, and she was looking for a new writer for Northern Lights of Christmas. And she sent it to us and said, would you be interested? And I remember Barbara saying, it's got reindeer and Christmas in a small town.
And a woman pilot, what's not to like?
Yeah. We were so excited.
Yeah, your backstory of, you know, having written Deliverers from Eva, and I know that you guys have written some children's books too. You have a whole series of children's books.
Yes.
We did. The series is called Oh My Godmother, and it's about an ordinary girl who accidentally becomes a fairy godmother, and fun and hijinks. Disney Hyperion Publishing, there have been three of them so far, and
we like them.
We do.
Is that possibly in the works as like a TV series or something?
We would love to see it as a TV series, or because we're screenwriters, we sort of design them. You could do a series of features.
Okay.
So, no one. There are a couple of nibbles right now, and no bites right now.
Was the plan all along to become screenwriters, or did you, when you first got into the business, did you have aspirations to maybe do a different kind of writing or do a different, something different in the business altogether?
Well, I was, I used to work in libraries. And I decided I'm very bored and I'm going to stop and I'm going to write a novel. And Jim has always sort of worked in the business and he did a lot of effects things, but then he started doing scripts for Saturday morning cartoons, and he had a script that he was writing, a movie script, and
yeah,
I kept saying, well, what about this? What about this? I was like Lucy, and I love Lucy. Let me contribute.
We had lunch, and Barbara had so many funny ideas for the script that we just said, well, let's write that as our spec script on our spare time. And the story, I had an agent, and my agent read the script we wrote and said, there's no market for this.
It's about a cat, right? Wasn't your script about a cat?
It was like a guy gets his perfect woman, and her cat hates him and tries to kill him.
Oh, that's great. Make that.
Our agent just didn't get it. And luckily,
I wanted to see that as a Hallmark film.
Exactly.
Her assistant had just been made agent, and the assistant called me up directly, which you probably shouldn't have done, and said, the agent hates it. Did you mind if I send it around to a couple of people? And that one sold at auction in 7 days later.
Something like that.
To Disney. And never made. It's in the deepest, darkest basement at Disney right now.
What happens to these scripts? These scripts just get sold, and do they just like sit in like a warehouse or?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah? Is there some warehouse that's just filled with scripts in Hollywood?
Like Citizen Kane.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's gone.
Wow.
It's a bunch of unused scripts and Walt's head.
And we've been told, once in a while, another studio will say, well, there's this cat script, and you would rather hang on to it than have another studio make a hit out of your... Mm-hmm. you know, your script. So, yeah, one studio made an offer, but, and I can't go into names, but there was a lawsuit at the time, and they said we would rather die than sell you that script.
Oh, okay.
And your parents can't see it, but my other cat has just showed up.
I see.
There's a couple cats.
Yeah. They really do
have. So, is there anything in the works? Anything new coming up?
We've got another Hallmark movie that we've just been hired to do that we can't tell you a single thing about. But
we won't tell
you. Can you at least tell us if there's dead parents?
it's just us. So they apparently like us at Hallmark, so that's nice.
I have this one question. When you work for the Hallmark Channel, do you get free Hallmark – I can't say it with a straight face. Do you get free Hallmark cards?
No.
No.
No, okay.
I got Hallmark.
Well, what's the – I mean, okay. they should slip you some Hallmark cards. Put them out on the put them out of the craft service table or something
where we get a discount.
Yeah. No, when we worked for Disney years ago and we got discounts to Disneyland, so I think
Hallmark's
a contract.
When Hallmark opens a Christmas theme park, you guys will be there.
I'd love that.
That'd be some theme park. I want to go there. Yeah. I think I would go. I'd have to go there. You guys would make me.
Well, Jim and Barbara, thank you so much for talking to us again. I really appreciate you guys taking the time out of your busy day to speak with us. The movie is The Northern Lights of Christmas. It is on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. It's already premiered, so I know that Hallmark shows movies several times during the week, and also on demand. It's on demand as well.
It airs until, I think it's another 8 or 9 screenings until January 6th. So keep an eye out,
including
for
Christmas Eve. It's on some more.
Get the family together, and you know, exactly. it's a fun movie. It made me want to run out and get a reindeer farm myself.
A number of people have tweeted that I want to live in this Hallmark universe and I want reindeer.
Yeah,
that's gonna make even more noise in the background of the podcast, by the way. Reindeer just clomping around.
Well, once again, thank you so much, and happy holidays.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.